Ongoing violence in the Central African Republic capital Bangui caused thousands of civilians to seek safety at the international airport Wednesday. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on the government to take immediate action to protect the civilians. The fighting is taking place in at least two areas of the city, the Boy Rab and Bowing neighborhoods. UNHCR spokesman Babar Balouche.
UNHCR is alarmed at the recent events in the Central African Republic's capital. We have seen that attacks on civilians have forced thousands of people to take refuge in different locations in the capital, Bangui itself.
Balouche says the violence, which has taken at least 10 lives, is blamed on various armed groups. Reuters news agency describes them as marauding former rebel fighters.
Over the past 10 days, there have been reports of arbitrary arrests, detention, torture, extortion, armed robberies, and also reports of physical violence and restrictions on movement of the civilians. So this is what is forcing people out of their houses. And in CAR, there were over 200,000 people who were displaced already before these events.
He says up to 6,000 people have taken refuge at the nearby airport, mostly women and children. The airport runway was blocked for a time and flights diverted to Cameroon.
UNHCR is calling on authorities to make immediate action to protect civilians from harm and allow these people to return to their houses. What we don't want is people who have recently been displaced to end up in a prolonged displacement. We want them to be able to return to their homes as soon as possible.
Some of the civilians have also sought shelter in a hospital and churches, as well as the homes of relatives. Last March, five armed groups, united under the name Seleka, toppled President Francois Bozize. Michel Djotodia, former Seleka leader, is now president. He recently promised to preserve peace and consolidate unity, and called on his opponents to recognize his legitimacy. Supporters of Mr. Bozize have rejected Djotodia's presidency. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.